good song. Thank God.
Well, I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Yeah.
I'm thankful tonight. I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm thankful tonight that there's an eternal peace down in my soul, that they, when they sing that song, I can relate to it.
Yeah.
I know that, as the scripture says, I'm just a pilgrim passing through this tonight. And one day I'm going to leave out of here and I'm going home to a place I've never seen. But I'm thankful tonight to know that my builder and maker is God, Jesus Christ tonight. I'm thankful for that. This they sang it right. I mean, this old body is going to lay down in a shell of a man. And my soul is going to go to be with my Lord and Savior. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm so thankful to know that I have an eternal place with Him tonight. There was a time where I could say that I didn't know. Now He knew, but I'm thankful tonight that I didn't know, but He made it known to me one day when He come by my way and He saved my soul and He awakened my spirit unto Him, and I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm so thankful to know that there's nothing that I could have done. I'm thankful to know that there's nothing in me. It's the scripture says, as my righteousness was as filthy rags, they stank. There was nothing I could have grown up as the rich young ruler and kept all the commandments, and I could have donated time and money and everything else, and the world would have looked at me and you as a great people on this earth, but there was no comparison. When we compare ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no comparison, because He is perfect, and He's always been perfect, and He'll always be perfect. Yeah. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I just real quickly, I opened my Bible, and I just it opened to this passage, and it just it got me thinking a little bit about it. Says in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 32, it says, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that the summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door." And I just got to thinking about what that first verse said about when the branch is yet tender. And I got to thinking about it, preacher. I got to wondering about how tender we really are to this thing, and just about how tender we are to the Lord's Word and the Lord's Spirit and how He guides and directs us. I got to thinking about, have I been tender lately? Have I been tender enough? Have I been tender enough to people I've passed? Or about cast judgment on them, or said, "I can't believe." You know, I got to thinking about a few times I was able to go up to the jailhouse with the preacher, and I got to thinking a little bit about them men up there, and I got to thinking about some family members that had a little bit of a rougher life, or had some more road blocks than I did. But I got to thinking a little bit, preacher, about have I been tender enough? But I got to thinking a little bit about you know, the only difference, brother and sister, is listen tonight. Is the only difference between me and all them people, my family members, the men and women up at the jailhouse, and or out on the street, or anything like that. You know, the only difference is they might have got caught doing something that maybe I didn't get caught doing. But you know, the only difference is I can go back in my life and I can see times that there it would have been easily, if I would have been caught doing certain things, Brother Robert, if I'd have been caught in certain situations, I'd be in the same predicament as them. Yeah. And there's nothing but the grace of God, and I don't understand it. Why he had that grace on me at that point in time, and why he had that mercy on me, and he kept me out of some of them things. But I'm telling you tonight that the only difference between me and them up at the jailhouse is that they got caught doing some things that I just never got caught doing. I'm telling you tonight that I'm not a perfect person tonight, and I'll never be perfect. But I'm thankful tonight to know, Brother Joe, that the one that lives in me is perfect tonight, and he's altogether lovely tonight, and
and His mercy and His grace. And I'm thankful it's new every morning. And I can wake up and it's a fresh start every morning. But I got to thinking a little bit about just how tender I've really been lately. And you know, I'm thankful tonight to know, preacher, that you know, my merit isn't based on how many times I attend services. It's not based on how much money I put in the offering plate. It's not based on anything like that. I'm thankful tonight to know that it's based on Him. It's based on the One that's in me tonight. And He's altogether lovely. And He's perfect tonight. I'm telling you, how tender are we here tonight? I'm asking you tonight, are you willing to do something tonight? If He speaks to your heart. I got to thinking about, it's talking a little bit about here, I believe it's like a child and how they're tender. You know, I think about my boy. My 6-year-old, you know how tender he is, and how when I get on to him, he withdraws a little bit, and he gets upset because of how tender he is. And I think about how tender my newborn baby is, and just how tender his body still is, and how just fragile he is. And I got to thinking a little bit about, and that's why it's such a good time to be able as a young child, if you feel the Lord drawing, as a young man or woman, if you feel the Lord working, to draw nigh to Him, because He's drawing nigh to you, because they're tender at that age. I've noticed the older I get, I get harder about certain things. I get a little rougher about certain things. My fuse gets shorter, things get on my nerves, it seems like my fuse keeps getting shorter. But I'm thankful tonight to know that I serve a tender God. I'm thankful tonight that He's altogether loving. I'm thankful tonight He loves me. I'm thankful tonight that He sent His Son to die for me. I mean, we serve the King of Kings tonight and the Lord of Lords. And I just wonder tonight, and just about how tender we really are towards Him, about how tender we are towards others, about how when we interact with people in our daily walk, in our daily life, are we tender or are we quick to write them off? You know, sometimes we see somebody in a situation and I just get to thinking a little bit, you know, sometimes I'm quick to write them off. Well, they probably deserve that. And I say, oh me, oh my. Because, you know, I mean, that's not right. They didn't deserve, if anything, if I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell tonight. I'd be in eternal damnation tonight. I'd be totally separated from the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. I think we lose sight of that a lot of times. We lose sight about where we really ought to be. And we lose sight and we lose that tenderness about us. And we lose that, just that softness about wanting to draw nigh to Christ and about wanting to pull up to Him and wanting to keep that tender spirit. And because if we kept that tender spirit, I mean, things work easier when it's soft. You know, when I think about my boy loves Play-Doh, you know, he's playing with that Play-Doh. It's pliable. But if you stick it in the fridge or you leave it out, it gets hard. You can't make the animals anymore like he likes to make. You can't apply it because it gets hard. It's not tender anymore. It said that the Lord hardens Pharaoh's heart. But it got hard. He hardened that heart. When things get hard, it's hard to be pliable. It's hard to move around. It's hard to get, you know, if you put yourself in a roll of concrete or something like that, it's just where my mind goes. And it hardens. You're not getting out of it. There's no way you could break out of it. And that's where we were. We were in the concrete of sin, preacher. And we were bound by sin, and sin had us bound. But the Lord Jesus Christ sent an answer. He sent the only answer. He sent His only begotten Son to pay the ultimate sacrifice, to bust us out of that concrete, and to reapply and give us a new heart. The writer said, He pulled my feet out of a miry pit and put me on a firm foundation and established my goings. You know, that miry pit, the muck and the mire. You know, I've been in some pretty sticky situations.
I used to put in septic systems and things. And you know, I mean, when them things get backed up and everything, and you get a machine in that muck and mire, you can get things stuck up, or you can get a truck stuck in the mud, and you can get some things stuck up, and it's hard to get out without hooking to another buddy's truck or something and pulling you out and needing help. And that's what it is tonight. Sometimes people just need a little help. Sometimes people just need a little help to get out of that muck and mire. And I got to thinking, if we're not, are we not representatives? The scripture calls us ambassadors. Are we not representatives of Christ? How are we doing that tonight? Are we representing Him? Would if somebody was representing you tonight, would you be willing to put your colors behind them and back them up and say, yeah, would you want somebody, think about this, if you were acting the way you were acting, would you think that you deserve to be helped tonight? Or would you want somebody to help you? We all need help every now and then. And I'm thankful tonight that He's the ultimate help. I'm thankful tonight to know that He sent the ultimate sacrifice for my sins. I'm thankful tonight to know that He's altogether lovely. Yes. I just wonder sometimes just how soft and tender we really are towards Him and towards His Word. Yeah, the Scripture says it's a still small voice. You know, you gotta be tender to hear a still small voice. It says the wind bloweth where it listeth.
Right.
You know, and sometimes the wind doesn't blow that hard. Sometimes it's a hurricane, but sometimes it's just a cool autumn breeze. And I'm thankful for that tonight. Are we listening? Are we tender tonight? Are you willing, to do what He would have you to do? I